Eric Saubert, Cooper Kupp just told us that his favorite nickname for AJ Barner is Captain Hook. Can you fill us in on the backstory there?
Tell him
who gave him
that.
Was that you?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
That was given by Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. Okay, you can tell the story. You got to fill us in on how this came to be.
Do you actually not know how this happened?
No.
His favorite movie is Peter Pan. We'll just say that.
Really? Really? How did you discover that?
I can't really remember exactly, but talking about Disney, I went to Disneyland over the bye week with the little kid, and just came about in conversation.
Okay, and does he like this nickname?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't enjoy it. It gets pulled out occasionally.
Okay, so it's only an occasional one.
The Barnyard is probably the best one, but it occasionally will get pulled out.
Okay, all right, good to know. All right, thanks, guys. Tariq Young, man, first of all, congratulations on getting back. I know you missed some time. How's it felt getting back on the field?
It's felt good. Just being back out there with my teammates flying around.
And, you know, last week, obviously with the Rashid Shaheed injury, you got some more snaps out there running routes. You know, talk about just getting back into the swing on as a receiver as well as special teams.
You know, I was getting reps during the week, and the reps I didn't get, I just took mental reps. So, you know, when I did get my opportunity, it wasn't really no drop off.
Well, earlier in the year, you were one of the top kick returners in the league. And, you know, I know you take a lot of pride in that. Is that something that you worked on this offseason, or anything turned for you, or just the opportunity is what presented?
Just using my God-given gifts, using my speed and my size. And the 10 guys that's out there that's blocking for me, they were opening up lanes for me.
All right. I know, like, it's every game is just another game. You know, I'm curious, like, for players, when does a game become more than a game? Like, when does it become, you know, a rivalry? Because for fans, obviously, they're always talking about that. For players, it's always same team every week. So when does it change for a player?
I'd say a game isn't really just another game until you get to the Super Bowl or the playoffs, to be honest, when there's really something on the line, win or go home.
Got it. Appreciate you, man.
I mean, for this week, I mean, you know, guys been playing ball their whole life, and I think that's what you try to do, you know, just try to make the game exactly what it is. Now, it's not bigger than one moment, it's not bigger than another. Just continue to go out to prepare, do what we do, and, you know, here we just trust our process, and the game will take care of itself.
What is it that you're seeing in your defense just in terms of the last few games?
Oh, man, just dominance. You know, continue to go out, prepare, do the work. You know, everybody's doing everything that they can to put their best foot forward to help the team go out and be successful. And I feel like when you have a group of guys like that, you know, no matter the circumstances, you have opportunity to go out and win. So I think that shows on the defensive side of the ball.
So I was going to jump on this question. Early downs, how important has that been an emphasis? But without emphasizing early downs and third downs, how does that all that work together?
Yeah, you know, I think when you take care of first and second down, third down, take care of itself. You know, Mike and the defensive coaches does puts a great game plan together for us every single week. And then I think when we have an opportunity to go out and execute that, you know, throughout the game, the process of the game, it shows on the tape. So I think that's just a process we take, continue to stick to what we do, and the game will take care of itself.
Derek, where were you last Sunday, and how weird was that?
It was different.
Where were you?
I was home. So I spent the holidays with the family. Different being away from the guys, obviously. And, you know, obviously not the outcome we wanted. But, you know, the league has its own justice system and the way that they handle things. But, you know, just want to speak to what John did with the jersey. It was pretty cool. And, you know, just being away from the guys, man, it sucks. You know, football is really – these are my brothers. My family's full of women, so these guys are my brothers. And, you know, it's really, really pretty much all I have, you know, when it comes to guys. But, I mean, being away from them, what John did, and then just want to speak a little bit on, you know, obviously the play. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't inadvertently intentional. You know, obviously, Shami Vavin came out and said that the guy was injured by his own guy. It sucks, but, you know, it's the world and life that we live in. So just trying to take it with a grain of salt, come back this week.
When did you hear about John Schneider wearing your jersey?
They sent me a picture after the game, obviously, because they couldn't talk to me before. But I saw it on Twitter before the game. But, yeah, they sent me a pic after the game, and it was pretty cool.
What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot, you know, just to have that love and support from the team. You know, everybody here obviously feels the same way that I feel, you know, that's not who I am as a player. That's not what I'm about. And just to have that love and support shown, you know, nationally was pretty cool.
Did you have an appeal hearing?
I did.
Yeah, who'd you have to talk to?
I think that's who it was. Yeah, Ramon Foster was the appeal agent.
What did they tell you when you stated your case?
He really didn't say anything, you know, on the call. It was me, Mike, John, my agent, then NFLPA sent somebody to represent me as well. He didn't say much. He just heard everything that we all had to say, and then he gave us an answer later that evening in an email.
And your contention was you were getting rolled up on and you lost your license?
Correct, yeah. Correct.
How did you first hear that you had been suspended?
Mo Kelly called me, and he was like, yeah, you need to call John. They're trying to suspend you for, you know, this, whatever, in the game. Damn, you law. And it was pretty weird because I was trying to come in the building. He was like, yeah, you can't even come in. I'm like, whoa. So, you know, it was a learning experience. Never obviously wanted to deal with that again in my football career, but it was pretty tough on me.
So you were after the game?
Correct, correct.
So you were here at the VMAC?
I was heading to the VMAC, yeah.
Oh, you had to turn around.
Yeah.
And then you immediately... And you immediately went home after that, or after that weekend, or?
Yeah. Once I got the news, I kind of just sat back. It was pretty later in the day, so we had the hearing. Well, I got the news from Mo. It took a couple of days for us to do the hearing. Obviously, expedited. I usually don't work on Sunday, so that was pretty cool for him to hear me on a Sunday. And then later that Sunday night was when I got the answer. So I just hung out, and then I took the trip home.
Were you shocked when Mo called you?
A little bit. you know, just because that's not who I am. You know, it's not what I'm about. Like I said, it wasn't intentional or inadvertent. Inadvertently trying to hurt him. He got injured by his own player and rolled up on. So, you know, it was just the course of the play, how he rolled back into me. I didn't see him there and just try to step over the guy.
So what are you looking forward to the most since you're back?
Man, just being back with the guys, Law. You know, being back with y'all, man, having an opportunity to go out and, you know, put everything on the table that we got opportunity to do this Sunday. You know what it is. So let's go.
Anything else, guys? Thanks,
D-Lock. Mark Kite, man, you've been up the last few weeks. You're now on the roster. Congratulations. How's it feel?
Good. Just thankful for the opportunity. Thankful for my coaches and teammates for just believing in me and just looking to keep this thing going.
What's been your first year like in the NFL? What's maybe been different than you expected?
Honestly, just been trying to pick up a lot of things, just learning from the older guys and, you know, just going out and putting my best foot forward every single day.
What's it been like going up against this defensive line every day for this whole season?
You know, it's been fun. You know, it's a good challenge every single day. You know, we got some guys over there and just really just looking at it as an opportunity to just get better.
What, for people that aren't as familiar with your game, obviously you started Alabama, you transferred, played some great ball. How would you describe your style of play?
I feel like I'm someone who, you know, does a good job in the run game, also does a good job in the pass game. Just someone who has a pretty even game. Like, I don't feel like there's just one thing that I'm good at. I feel like I'm, you know, just good at across the board, just as far as execution, someone who could communicate with my teammates and just go out there and execute.
Your offensive line room is a lot of young guys. Tell people what it's like. You need some help getting that? Got it. Tell people what this offensive line room is like.
You know, we're all just brothers at the end of the day. Everybody wants everybody to succeed. Everybody wants everybody to get better. So we're just pushing each other every day just to, you know, reach our goals.
So if for whatever reason there's a chance for you to get on the field, you know that they're going to want to test you. How do you mentally kind of get yourself ready for that moment?
Honestly, I don't feel like there's like just getting ready for a moment like that. I think it's just going about my preparation, how I've been doing every single week, just preparing like it's a game and just going out and executing.
I appreciate you, man. Nice to meet you.
Really, I think, well, I said this past weekend, in terms of goals, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm more focused on the way that I play and the standard that I play to every game, more than statistical goals at this point.
I'll hit you up with that someday.
Hi.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Did we already talk about it?
He's not talking about it.
It's a podcast story.
Okay. All right. We'll get that another time. So I'm curious, you know, obviously – fans, media talk about rivalries, players, coaches, basically like every game is the same. When does it kind of become more than that for players?
I think it depends on the player, but like I've played in rivalries before. I played in the Big Ten. When you play in a division like this, like I believe in rivalries. So if you ask me, I think there's rivalries and I think this is one of them. So guess just depends who you ask.
How does that kind of affect playing the same team, same players, you know, in the same division? How does that affect your preparation? How does it affect the game itself?
I think you know each other better. You play each other twice a year. And I mean, it's the NFC West. Like, it's the best division in football for a reason. So you know what type of game it's going to be. And it's going to be a four-quarter battle.
You played in the biggest rivalry in college football, so you have a lot of experience with that. I'm just curious kind of where the line is between embracing that and embracing the emotion of it and not letting that kind of like short circuit your system. How do you kind of like approach it?
Yeah, like I said, I think me as a player personally, like I want to leverage that to be beneficial for myself. Like rivalries, big games, like personally, I think it's a reason to play harder and play better and, you know, maybe give a little more, especially the stakes like this. But at the end of the day, you got to fall back on your habits and your technique and all the things in between. But, you know, it's a big game for a reason.
You talked last week about, you know, being a QB early in high school. And I'm just, were you always a QB coming up, or had you played tight end before that? Or what was kind of your background?
I played a couple different positions. I played quarterback. I played fullback from time to time. I played tight end. I played linebacker for most of my life. I wanted to play defense in college. And I wrestled growing up. I played numerous different sports. So it was kind of just like whatever the team needed. And my school was like, you know, usually the best players are at quarterback. So that's what they needed at the time. And that's what I did.
Anything new on the AJ Barner playlist nowadays?
Really just the same stuff that's gotten me here right now. So nothing new, no Christmas music, but a lot of locked in 88 music.
Do you have any New Year's traditions growing up?
Nah, honestly, I think New Year's Eve is the most overrated holiday. So nah, I'll be going to sleep at 8 o'clock tonight and hopefully no fireworks wake me up.
We hear all the time from players about how close this group is and how tight it is. Mike's kind of viewed from the outside, I think, is just kind of this hard-nosed X's and O's guy. But how's he facilitated the culture here that's led to this?
I think just fostering different ideas that, you know, bring the guys together, whether it's doing stuff outside the building, getting different player groups together, the little stuff that we do in our team meeting, and I think just being yourself, too, at the end of the day. Like, you can come up in here and be authentic to yourself and fit right in.
Were you a good wrestler?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Does that translate in terms of kind of seeking the physicality?
Yeah, I do a lot of body-on-body contact in the off-season, too. I work out with Jake Glazer a little bit. I worked out with Chuck Liddell a little bit in the off-season. So doing stuff like that helps when it comes to football.
Well, what's the Iceman like to train with?
We were doing a lot of, like, leverage stuff. So, like, just, like, underhooks and, you know, like being square and having a good base and not being able to move and hand fighting, stuff like that. And then also too, just the toughness piece and the like kind of just like, you know, late in rounds, late in games, like being unbreakable.
How long did you wrestle for?
I wrestled from probably first grade until ninth. Yeah.
Did you give that up? Sorry, did you give that up just to embrace football more fully? Or?
Yeah, I mean, wrestling's a tough sport. Like, once you get burnt out of it, it's kind of over with. But I wanted to pick it up later in high school, but at that point, it was just, like, it's hard to gain weight when you're wrestling. So, yeah. But, no, I wrestled for a long time, and my dad probably was into it more than I was at different points. But I was definitely a good wrestler, and it really helped me today.
Mike McDonald mentioned that a lot of the work you put in the offseason has paid off this during the season. Is there anything in particular that you look at of the offseason that you're like, man, that was a big thing for me to invest the time in?
Yeah, I think the thing that I just mentioned, the leverage, the body-on-body contact, the hand fighting, and for a mental perspective too. Like, I really sometimes go into the game like it's a UFC fight. Like, it's going to be a brawl, and I think that's a different thing than mostly anyone else does.
Was that something that was recommended to you or something that you initiated?
Yeah, kind of recommended to me. I've seen Mercedes Lewis do it, a lot of D linemen do it. And being that I had a wrestling background and all that, it kind of made perfect sense.
Appreciate it. Ernest, when you first came here, I remember you saying that, like, you were not a fan of the Seattle Seahawks. It was, like, not a team you loved. And now you're on the other side of this. and you go in, you play a 49ers team. I'm just curious, like, when does it become a rivalry for a player? Because fans talk about it all the time, but when does it become a rivalry for a player?
I mean, I think it's once I stepped here, once you played them a couple times, I think that's definitely played a part. I always joke around with the guys, like when I was in LA, they didn't really like San Fran, but I had no problems with it. They just were, you know, they were dominant at the time and just beating us. So, but for me now being in Seattle, like, yeah, there's smoke, man. We want it. Like, let's do what we're going to do.
There's some teams that just like never want to give bulletin board material. There's other teams where they got a lot of people talking and they kind of are egging it on. 49ers got some guys that like to talk. What's your kind of take on how much bulletin board material actually affects anything?
I mean, for me, like, Saturday's gonna come. Like, don't rush it. Like, it's gonna come.
And, you know, every game is one game. You want to know. That's why I like the mantra. You guys have played 16 of them, and you win this one more. You get the number one seed. You get the division. How exciting is it just to have the opportunity to play in a game like this?
I know, super exciting. Super excited for the guys. Like, most of us, and you know, never been in that, you know, opportunities to, you know, be fighting for the number one seed. So it's a lot of firsts for us. But honestly, it's just us going day by day, doing our process, not making it bigger than what it is. And let's go shoot our gun and see what happens.
All right, last thing. Kyle Shanahan's known for talking about trying to put linebackers in conflict and make their lives hell. What's kind of the challenging part about going up against Kyle Shanahan offense?
I think, you know, he does just what he said, you know, trying to just get us in bad situations. Then when you have Christian McCaffrey, you have guys that can, you know, make people miss at an all-time high. That helps. But like I said, we got to go out there. We got to play the game. You know, they got to go make those plays, and we got to go do the same thing. So not really worried about that.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.